Tyson Steele has made national headlines after his remote home burned in December, leaving him alone and without communication for 3 weeks in sub-zero temperatures. He's now in the lower 48, but Steele tells KTNA's Philip Manning he plans to return to Alaska soon.
In the overnight hours of a cold December night, Tyson Steele woke up and stoked his wood stove. Since the fire had died down, he used a piece of cardboard to start it back up, then went back to bed when he saw the fire was going again. Unbeknownst to him at the time, an ember from that cardboard found its way to his roof and started a fire.
So the spark lands, and it ignites the plastic. I don't know that yet until plastic fire starts dripping through the roof.
Steele says he didn't panic at that point. Assuming it was a creosote fire in the chimney, he put snow in the stove, hoping the steam would put it out. On his second trip for more snow, he noticed the problem was much worse than he initially thought.
The whole roof above my room is on fire. And at that point, I only knew there was seconds, less than a minute, to react.
Realizing time was running short, Tyson Steele says he thought of the two things many Alaskans would: cold weather gear and his dog, Phil.
So I go to my bed. I throw a bunch of blankets and sleeping bags on the bed, wrap it up in the blanket, hoist it over my shoulder, and then I urge my dog off the bed.
Steele says his dog was huddling away from the flames, but eventually got off of the bed. He lost sight of him while making his escape from the house as the roof began to collapse. Steele was able to make a return trip to retrieve a gun that was not yet in the fire. That's when he made a terrible discovery. Phil was still inside. Tyson Steele says that's when the panic set in. He knew there was no way to get his only companion out of the burning house.
The fire spreads. I have to leave. There's no choice. I've got my gun, but no bullets because they're on fire. They're exploding. It's like a war zone.
The loss of his dog left Tyson Steele stunned, and he says he just sat in the snow for a little while. Soon, though, he realized he needed to get to work if he was going to save what was left of his food. After hours of shoveling snow onto the remains of his home, however, the fire refused to go out.
It just seemed hopeless in a lot of ways because it just kept igniting. I'd cover the entire thing with snow, and it was steaming, and it felt like the fire was out, and then it would reignite. It was still burning underneath the snow.
Eventually, the fire did go out, and Tyson Steele was able to salvage some of the canned goods that were part of his 2-year supply of food. With some quick rationing math, he figured he could eat for 35 days. Steele had been calling his family in Utah about once a week, but occasionally missed calls. His phone, along with an in-reach device and a VHF radio, had all burned. He estimated that his family would start making phone calls if they didn't hear from him by New Year's Day. With food to last well past then, Steele began working to address a bigger problem. Temperatures at the time were dropping past 30 degrees below zero, and Tyson Steele had lost his shelter. For the first couple of nights, he slept in a snow cave. Then, over the course of about 6 days, with only gardening gloves to wear, he set to work using materials on his property that survived the fire to build a makeshift shelter, one nail at a time. With the shelter up, Tyson Steele says the best way to keep warm and thaw out his cans of food was the very same wood stove where the fire began that took his house and his dog.
So it was actually a pretty strange love-hate relationship with this stove, because it started my house on fire and it led to all these events, but I had to keep this thing that did this horrible thing to me. I had to keep it going.
Life continued that way through the first week of January. While Steele was expecting someone to eventually come for him, he assumed it would be his usual pilot in a fixed-wing aircraft. He says he was a little surprised and a bit anxious when he heard a helicopter approaching.
When I heard it was a chopper, I instantly realized, okay, this is a bigger deal. I was just happy to see you. Happy to see a friendly face.
The story of Tyson Steele surviving in the harsh climate of an Alaskan winter, alone in the wilderness, has spread throughout the country. He says it's resulted in comparisons to Christopher McCandless, whose story was made famous by the book and film Into the Wild. Steele says he doesn't like that comparison, because unlike McCandless, he was supplied and prepared, and as a result, survived. For now, Tyson Steele is with his family in Utah. He managed to avoid frostbite and serious injury and says his time in Alaska is not over. He plans to return and rebuild. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.